morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Wake up!
Brahms has breakfast in the bag, so to speak. It's Brahms Bag of Biscuits. Five sausage biscuits for only $5.55. No kidding, five for only $5.55. And not just any old breakfast biscuits. We're talking Brahms. Big, fluffy, golden buttermilk biscuits with our perfectly seasoned sausage. Brahms Bag of Biscuits. Five for only $5.55. Every day at your neighborhood Brahms.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. This week on SUNUP, Oklahoma State University Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson joined host Dave Deacon to discuss his strategy for overcoming unrelenting depressed prices in the wheat market. Anderson, on the defensive this week, insists he's not against wheat, as some viewers have joked, but rather the current market situation that farmers have found themselves in. Simply put, Anderson says,
right now let's get real. There's just not any money. Actually, if you've got wheat, you're losing money.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's been said that you're not a lover of wheat prices right now. Can you jump into that?
Well, the way I heard that was, Kim, you don't like wheat.
Well,
I do like wheat, right. You know? But just not, I don't like the prices that we got, and I don't like the quality of product we got. I don't like low-quality wheat. I don't like wheat that we can't put on the market. I don't like wheat when we can't compete on the world market, because we have to compete. We can.
Looking at past crops, Anderson says two themes take shape.
Well, of course, we're seeing low prices. And on top of those low prices, you know, you go back to the 16 crop, 130 million plus bushels this year, about 99 million. So down about 33% from last year. So we had lower production and significantly lower prices.
Anderson says it isn't just the U.S. suffering from weak markets. It's other countries as well. All farmers, he says, are reacting to the current market situation worldwide. Some, though, are just reacting differently than others. Those farmers in countries that hold a competitive advantage right now, like Russia, for example, can at the moment afford to continue investing in inputs to improve the quality of their crops. That, he says, is the upward battle we must face. Anderson describes what it will take to compete with the likes of Russia in the global marketplace.
Well, if you're talking about protein, I think one, naturally it's got to be weather and weather conditions, but two, it's management, it's put down nitrogen applications, maintain soil fertility, it's timing, along with timely rains.
He advises farmers that as March and April rolls around, be sure to have the necessary nutrients in the ground as needed.
You know, and I know that our crop's going to be determined in both quantity and quality in the March, April, May time period. That's when to make sure you've got down the nutrients that is needed, and that's when we need the timely rains and the good weather to produce that product.
But the time to start thinking about that and planning for it is December, January.
Right, and I think put in a pencil to it, you got to look at the margin. You got to look, you know, all the cost you've got is history.
Right.
If I put a dollar in it, am I going to get more than a dollar out of it? That's the question, and that's the way to run that pencil.
You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.